This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing, jaw-dropping scientific developments that are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour, well, this hour is your hour. This is a time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. How many times have you been listening to the TV, the radio, the internet, and something pops up? Something catches your imagination, fires you up, but hey, you're all alone. It's just you and the internet and the TV set, and there's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can call me at 612-564-8135. That's right. Here's your chance to ask your question on national radio. Go to 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and boom, you can get on national radio by asking that question, making that comment that's always been bothering you. Maybe you're at the dinner table and your kids ask you a question from science class, and there you are, stumped. What are you going to do? You're going to come out smelling like a rose by calling 612-564-8135. And for that matter, why not put your kids on national radio? Why not put them on the telephone so they can ask that question that's been bothering their science class? And also check out my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook at Michio Kaku, we have 3 million fans. And just the other day, I was on Twitter, and it said that in the last 30 days, I had 5 million people read some of my tweets. So if you want to find out what all the excitement is about, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest bestseller is called The Future of Humanity. That's right, our future in outer space. You know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program, and that's why they're not here today to talk about it. They got wiped out. They didn't know what hit them. But we do know what's out there, and it's pretty dangerous. We live in the middle of a cosmic shooting gallery, and that's why we need a backup plan. Plan B, just in case something bad happens to us on the planet Earth. That means, yes, an expedition to the moon, to Mars, and even beyond. And if you get my book, Future of the Mind, that was number one on the New York Times bestseller list, you'll read about the fantastic developments in, get this, telepathy, telekinesis, recording memories, being able to record and print out dreams. These were all once considered the province of crackpots and kooks and people way outside the boundaries of science. And guess who's doing these experiments now? Physicists, neurologists. We are using physics to probe some of the deepest secrets of the human mind. By looking at blood flow in the living brain with MRI scans, we can actually see thoughts. Thoughts as they originate inside the living brain. And my colleague Stephen Hawking, who recently passed away, eventually he lost control of his fingers and his vocal cords. So how did he communicate? Telepathically. We put a chip in his right glass that connected his brain to the chip by radio. And then that chip was connected to a laptop computer that typed. Believe it or not, my colleague, the late Stephen Hawking, would communicate to the world by thinking and having a machine type out what he thought. In the future, that'll be the internet. The internet will be replaced by BrainNet. You'll send images, emotions, feelings on the internet. And the movies will look so 20th century. What is a movie? It's nothing but a screen with sound. That's it, folks. A screen with sound. In the future, you will have feelings, emotions, memories on the internet, not just sound. Okay, well, like I said before, we are taking your phone call in this hour. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question that's always been bothering you. Okay, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
Hi, this is Ken calling for listening to you on GCN. I'd like to ask why haven't they used artificial diamond manufacturing to make more effective weapons, like, for example, diamond armor, or, like, for example, diamond bullets? And also, if they were to use diamond bullets, would the ballistics be different? For example, would the rifling on the barrel have to be changed? Or would there be different kinds of ballistics in response to diamonds because they can conduct heat more effectively? You know, I'm just wondering what the practical applications are, because it's been around for about 20 years. Same as the applications, for example, what would happen if you had, like, for example, an aerogel bullet, or like a bullet made of aerogel, or armor made of aerogel. Thank you for your time.
Okay, well, I have a personal interest in armaments because I was in the United States Infantry for about 2 years at the height of the Vietnam War. In fact, I had a chance to fire practically every single weapon in the United States military's arsenal, starting with M16 rifle, going all the way up to bazookas, anti-tank weapons, all the way up to scale. Well, first of all, you are right that we can make artificial diamonds. That's right. In fact, gem-quality artificial diamonds, and that's why the De Beers and the Oppenheimer people, they are very cautious about this, because they know that if we scientists flood the market, it could really send diamond prices plunging, and the whole ceremony around engagement and marriage and stuff like that could be affected. That could affect the multi-billion dollar jewelry market. Recently, I was reading that the De Beers people, yes, they want to accommodate artificial diamonds. But let's address your question about the military applications. First of all, we think that diamonds are the hardest substance around, but that's actually not true. It turns out that graphene is tougher than diamonds. Graphene is nothing but a single layer of molecular carbon. And it is so strong, you can put an elephant, balance it on a pencil, and put the pencil on a sheet of graphene, and the graphene will not break. However, graphene is very hard to create in pure form, more than just the size of your fingernail. So it means that coatings, in the future coatings, will use carbon, either in diamond form or perhaps more likely in graphene form, as a way to shield the bullet from the different kinds of forces that would experience after it's being fired. But do you really gain that much advantage? Well, you said that would we have to change the clicks on a rifle? And probably not. It turns out that the basic physics of projectiles is given by Isaac Newton. And the projectile physics is basically independent of what the bullet is made of in terms of its trajectory, in terms of how many clicks you want to put on the rifle. So even though you would have better armor-piercing capabilities with nanotechnology and coating armaments with nanotechnology like graphene, you're not going to have to necessarily change the settings on a rifle, because those settings are pretty much set by Isaac Newton's laws of motion, which in turn, believe it or not, are more or less independent of what the bullet itself is made of. But anyway, some people think that even the bullets of today may become obsolete as they become artificially intelligent. In other words, it may be possible to create a whole new series of armaments using high tech. Well, we run out of time in this segment of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue a discussion of science and society on Science Fantastic. Stay tuned.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, we are taking your listener phone call in this hour. Whether you're listening on the internet or whatever, you can give us a call and you can have your thoughts heard on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Ask that question. Leave that comment on the tape, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard nationwide on Science Fantastic. And once again, if you want to know more about my work, go to Facebook at Michio Kaku, or Twitter at Michio Kaku, or go to my website at mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, moving right along now, let's take the next listener phone call.
This is David in Central Lake, Michigan, calling with station WMKT. My question is about the tunneling electron microscope. Has there been any developments or research into improving upon that? I know we keep talking about these more and more telescopes can see farther and farther in the past. Is the electron microscope the end-all and be-all, or has there been any progress on improving upon that? Thank you.
Well, the electron microscope allows you to get these gorgeous, surrealistic, alien-like photographs all the way down to the cellular level. And it gives us a whole insight into a new world, the world of nanotechnology, the world of Mother Nature, the world of how Mother Nature performs its biological feats. But there are limitations given us by the quantum theory, which happens to be my specialty. It turns out that when you get down to molecular distances, the electron beam gets more and more energetic the smaller it gets, which kind of like violates common sense. But if you want to get an electron microscope that's even more powerful than the one today, you have to have a wavelength smaller and smaller and smaller, and that becomes disruptive. In fact, at a certain point, you hit X-rays, and X-rays, as you know, can cause cancer. It can knock the crap out of atoms, and so that's the problem with microscopes. We have optical microscopes with a wavelength on the order of several hundred atoms, but when you start to go to ultraviolet radiation and eventually X-ray radiation, the wavelength is about the size of an atom. So in principle, you can actually, quote unquote, see an atom. And that's what electron tunneling microscopes can do. I played with one. I was filming with BBC television a few years ago. We flew down to San Jose, where at the Bell Laboratories, they had a tunneling microscope where I could actually, quote, touch individual atoms. That's right. They look like ping pong balls on a computer screen, and you can actually manipulate them one by one and spell different letters out of individual atoms. This is amazing. Think about that. Spelling out, for example, IBM, atom for atom, each atom the size of a ping pong ball on a computer screen, and manipulating them by hand with a handheld device. But like I said, once you get to even smaller frequencies, I mean smaller wavelengths, energy increases by Planck's law, and at that point it becomes very disruptive, and basically it blasts these atoms apart. The molecules are sent to smithereens, and your X-ray microscope becomes useless. So there's a trade-off. So electron microscopes are pretty much the limit of what you can do unless we learn how to manipulate X-rays without causing the damaging effect of high-energy particles. Okay, well, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is George Gonzalez. I'm calling from Corpus Christi, Texas. Radio station 1360 AM. My question is about black holes. Black holes consume other stars, other planets, and then they eventually, I guess, explode. Do they eventually take over each other if there's enough black holes in the universe or in a galaxy, and then create another universe or another dimension? Is this the process of the universe being rebuilt? And I'm a big fan of yours. I've bought your books. And if you could explain that, I'd appreciate it. And hopefully I can hear it on this show, because I don't get to hear every show. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question that is at the cutting edge of modern physics, because it has to deal with how the universe itself will die. We think that the universe will have five basic stages in its lifespan. The first stage is the Big Bang, and when temperatures were extremely hot, and the universe consisted of a huge, gigantic ball of hot plasma gas. That's the first stage. The second stage of the evolution of the universe is when all this high-energy matter begin to condense into atoms, and condense into stars, giving us what is called the stellariferous era, the era of stars. And that's the era that we live in. We live in the era when the universe is brilliant and lit up by all these dazzling, shining stars lit up by the process called fusion, which is the burning of hydrogen into helium. But hey, let's face it, all things must pass. Eventually, we go to stage three, billions and billions of years from now, when the stars begin to twinkle out. We burn up most of the energy and fuel in the stars, and the stars become neutron stars, dead stars, or black holes. That's the third era. The fourth era is when the whole universe becomes nothing but black holes. A very sad era. No more stars generating light. The universe essentially consists of black holes. The universe is completely dark. The night sky is completely dark. And the fifth era is horrible. The fifth era is when the universe itself dies and black holes radiate their energy into outer space in something called Hawking radiation. Hawking radiation means that black holes are not really black. They're gray. They will seep out gentle radiation, which may dominate stage 5, when the entire universe becomes invisible and seeps out this radiation until, as you pointed out, eventually they will explode and there's nothing left but a gas of electrons and neutrinos. Sounds kind of horrible, right? Well, my personal attitude is, first of all, don't worry about it. It's going to take place trillions upon trillions of years from now. And second of all, by then, if we survive, we will have technology trillions of years more powerful than anything we can even imagine today. We may even have the power of a god, in which case we may want to create a lifeboat, an interdimensional lifeboat, and escape the universe. Believe it or not, I'm not the only physicist who's proposed this, but to create an interdimensional lifeboat so that we can leave our universe and go to a neighboring universe in the multiverse, and then we can mess up that universe as well. And believe it or not, yes, there are scientific articles about this. The ultimate doomsday, when the universe dies not in fire, but in ice. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Dave P., 1340 KPRK, Livingston, Montana. And I was wondering what your opinion is on wormholes. Are they feasible to use, or is it just a hoopla?
Well, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that wormholes are very convenient ways to zip across the entire galaxy and the universe, basically a shortcut through space and time, and it's not completely ruled out. We physicists believe that at the beginning of time, that is, at the Big Bang, there may have been tiny wormholes that existed with the original singularity that created the universe. As the universe rapidly expanded in terms of what is called inflation, these wormholes may also have been stretched and allow us to then communicate and go back and forth across the universe. Now, if you're a fan of Star Trek, you know that there's a problem there, and that is stability. It turns out that most of the wormholes in Star Trek are unstable, and you can't really use them to go back and forth. However, that leaves open the possibility that some of them are stable, in which case we may actually be able to go backwards and forwards. So what are the pros and cons of this? The pros and cons of this are, well, first of all, we've never seen one. They are theoretically possible, but let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we'll continue a discussion of wormholes and space and time. And this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking on Friday, Moore said the situation remains complex as crews work to clear the harbor to eventually get it back open. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target goal. Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. Beware of fake eclipse glasses, experts warn. The American Astronomical Society advises using approved glasses sunglasses on April 8th, ensuring they're designed to block nearly all visible light. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we are taking your listener phone calls. You are center stage. This is your opportunity to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you, but you never had a chance to talk to a physicist about these things. I was once on a book tour years ago where a man comes up to me and very politely says, "You have to answer my question. You have to answer it." And I said, "Well, why do I have to answer your question?" And he said, "Well, because if you don't answer it, I may have to go another 10, 20 years before I get a chance to talk to a physicist about this question." And then I thought to myself, and I said, "My God, he's right. There are not that many of us. How many of us are there registered with the American Physical Society? Oh, about 30,000. That's it for the entire country. We're not like doctors. There are about over a million doctors in the United States. There's only about 20, 30,000 physicists. And in my specialization, quantum theory, cosmology, string theory, how many of us are there? A few hundred. the entire United States. So I said to myself, yes, I think I should answer this person's question so he doesn't have to wait another 20 years before another quantum physicist comes and visits him. Well, before the break, we had a question about wormholes. First of all, what is a wormhole? A wormhole is a shortcut through space and time, like the looking glass of Alice. Think of the looking glass of Alice. One side of the looking glass connected Oxford, the countryside of Oxford, to this strange world called Wonderland by going through this looking glass, which is a wormhole. In fact, who was Charles Dodgson? Charles Dodgson, otherwise known as Lewis Carroll, was a mathematician, a professional mathematician at Oxford University. He was well acquainted with different kinds of topologies, including multiply connected spaces. That's what mathematicians call them, multiply connected spaces. We physicists simply call them wormholes. And they are gateways to other universes. Stephen Hawking, the late Stephen Hawking, in his latest book, published posthumously, writes that yes, wormholes are probably possible. They do obey. They seem to obey Einstein's laws. And how stable are they? We don't know. But yet, they do seem to be valid solutions of Einstein's equations. Einstein himself stumbled on them in 1935. Back in the 1930s, Einstein was puzzled by this nagging question. What happens at the center of his equations, the center of a black hole? His equations predicted everything blows up and becomes infinite, and he was very unhappy about that. In physics, we have no such thing as infinity. But there it was. At the center of a black hole, it looks like a funnel. Everything falls into the funnel, but at the very center of the funnel, gravity becomes infinite. Einstein hated that idea, because why should something be infinite in a finite universe? So then he took two funnels, stuck them back to back, mouth to mouth, two funnels, and he came up with a wormhole. So the creator of the wormhole was Einstein himself in 1935 in a paper he published with Rosen. And in fact, today we call them Einstein-Rosen bridges, bridges that connect us to distant points in the galaxy. Are they possible? Yes. Do they actually exist? We don't know. Can we create them with our technology? And the answer is no. You need the energy comparable to that of a black hole before you can start to play with wormholes. In other words, this is something for a very advanced civilization, perhaps type 3. We are type 0. Sorry about that. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you about science.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can talk back to the radio or the internet. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Ask a question, make a comment after you call 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
I was wondering about life on other planets. My name is Diana Taylor. My call letters are KTEC 89.5 from Klamath Falls, Oregon. My question is are there going to be other races on planets, and are any of the races going to be excluded because they had a skin color change? Thank you.
Well, first of all, I agree with most of my colleagues who are also scientists that they're probably out there, that, you know, why should we be the only game in town? We think that, for example, microbial life may be actually quite common throughout the galaxy. We've already located 4,000 planets circling other planets. The census is that there could be up to several billion Earth-sized planets in our own backyard, the Milky Way galaxy. Now, are they going to look us? Will they have different skin color? Well, probably they'll look totally different from us. For example, take a look at a lobster. A lobster is familiar. They exist here on the planet Earth. But imagine a race of intelligent lobsters that evolve over millions of years in a different planetary system. They're going to think different than us. They're going to act different. They will have different goals, different dreams, different ideas, and they could also be intelligent. And remember, lobsters are on the Earth, made out of the same DNA that we are in outer space. We could have a totally different kind of architecture than what we find here on the planet Earth. Now, what we have on the planet Earth is, first of all, carbon chemistry. Carbon has four bonds, meaning that you can create all sorts of molecules like DNA in water. So we do think that chances are, if intelligent life exists someplace in the galaxy, they'll arise from the oceans, and they'll probably be carbon-based, though, of course, we're not totally sure of that. And how did we become intelligent? Well, probably three things. We're not sure, but three things propelled us to become intelligent, we think. First is stereo eyes, the eyes of a hunter, not the eyes that face to the side of our face, as in a deer or a mouse. Those animals that have eyes to the side of their face are prey. However, animals that have eyes to the front of their face, like wolves, lions, tigers, foxes, they're predators because they use stereo vision to lock on to the prey. And predators are smarter than prey. So we think that they could be descended from predators. Second of all, we have an opposable thumb. Other animals may have claws, tentacles that are perhaps just as dexterous as our opposable thumb, but some kind of grasping instrument is necessary. And third, language. Language allows you to communicate information from generation to generation. But have you ever seen Mama Bear talk to Baby Bear, instructing Baby Bear to watch out for human hunters? No. Animals largely operate by instinct, while we humans rely upon instinct and also knowledge handed down from generation to generation. Now, let me ask you a question. How many animals on the earth have all three? Many animals seem to be kind of smart, but they have claws, they don't have fingers, they don't have manual dexterity. The octopus has tentacles, but its eyesight is rather poor, has no language that we know of. And so we realize that only humans on the planet Earth have all three ingredients perfected pretty efficiently to create Homo sapiens. Now, where does skin color come into this? Well, it doesn't come in at all, because in outer space, who knows? Who knows what they're going to look like? But probably, though we're not certain, they will have some combination of the three technologies that I mentioned. Hand-eye coordination with maybe stereo eyes and language. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. And after that, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And you can ask that question on national radio.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, once again on Science Fantastic, we are taking your listener phone calls by calling 612-564-8135. Ask away. Make that comment or question that's always been bothering you. And if you want to find out more about my work, go to my website or my Facebook site at Michio Kaku. But my main website is mkaku@.org, and that's when you can leave a comment or question and find out about what I do. So once again, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, now let's move on to the next listener phone call.
My name is Wayne Giuliano. I'm calling from Eldon, Missouri, and my question is about the existence of nothing. Is it possible for nothing to exist? Presently, atoms, light, space, time exist. Could there ever be a place where nothing exists? Thank you.
Well, you ask a rather embarrassing question, because common sense says yes. Common sense says that between atoms there is nothing. And we even demonstrate that to our beginning students by getting a piece of uranium, putting it behind the person's back, and then putting a Geiger counter in front of their stomach. And the radiation goes right through your body, energizing the Geiger counter as if you are not there at all. And we use that to demonstrate the fact that you are basically made out of nothing. However, once you get to the quantum theory, then you realize that there's always uncertainty in everything. Even nothing violates uncertainty. So that means that, for example, black holes cannot be totally black. They must be gray because of the uncertainty principle. Black is certain. Gray is not. And the uncertainty principle says there's uncertainty in everything, including blackness. And that's why black holes are gray and not black. And black holes must gently seep out radiation called Hawking radiation. Same thing for nothingness. That between atoms, there is something. And what is between atoms are virtual particles. Particles that dart in and out of the vacuum. They emerge from the vacuum and then go back into the vacuum. These are called virtual particles. They only exist very briefly for a fraction of a second, and for the most part, we can ignore them, but you have to put them in when you do a quantum mechanical calculation. Now, why should we care about this? Because this means that nothingness is actually frothing. Frothing with activity, with virtual particles dancing in and out of the vacuum, and some of us believe that that's where the universe came from. Because not only can you have virtual particles dance in and out of the vacuum, you can also have virtual universes as well. Now, most of these universes pop into existence and then pop back into the vacuum, never to be seen again. However, because of quantum mechanics, there's always a certain probability that one of these bubbles will pop out of existence and just keep on going. That could be the Big Bang. Now, some people who are religious like this idea, because even the Bible seems to hint at the fact that the universe came out of nothing, out of nothingness, and everything you see around you is a product of nothing. Now, this quantum mechanical uncertainty also applies to black holes. Everyone knows that black holes are black. They suck up everything. But you see, blackness is a perfect color. And in quantum mechanics, you cannot always have perfection. You always have uncertainty with regards to radiation, mass, and velocity, which means that black holes must be gray. They must gently seep out radiation. And that means that pure nothingness can also not exist. Quantum mechanics says that even nothingness must have uncertainty. And sure enough, when we make very delicate measurements of a pure vacuum, we find out that there's energy there called zero point energy. It's very small, but there it is, undeniable. And this energy is created because atoms and anti-atoms can jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. So the vacuum is frothing with activity. Particles jump out of the vacuum, disintegrate, and go back into the vacuum. And so there's constant agitation within nothing, which is measurable. It's undeniable. Violates everything you know about common sense. But hey, what does the universe care about your common sense? Now, why should you care about this? Because some people think that explains the origin of the universe. You see, not just particles can jump out of the vacuum, but entire universes can also jump out of the vacuum. Universes pop into existence with a big bang, and then pop back into nothingness with a big crunch almost immediately after. Now, some people think that our universe was the exception, because there's a certain probability that some of these universes will just keep on going. So our universe may have popped out of nothing and just kept on going to create the Big Bang. In other words, out of nothing came everything. Now you may say to yourself, come on, what about particles, energy, matter? That's not zero. Well, it is. Because what is the net charge of the universe? Electrons have negative charge. Protons have positive charge, and they balance out. The total net charge of the universe is zero. But what about spin? Well, galaxies spin in different directions. You add it all up, and what do you get? Zero. Well, what about matter? Matter is not zero. Well, if you add up the total amount of matter we can see with our telescopes, add to it the negative energy coming from gravity, because gravity has negative energy, and what do you get? Zero. A universe out of nothing. Well, if you want to find more about these things, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And my book, Parallel Worlds, has a whole discussion about how universes may come out of nothing. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? Get to the phone. Call 612-564-8135.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.